Welcome to Lesson 17, Your Core Values. As we move into the fifth cycle of excellence, we're fast approaching the halfway point in this program. On one hand, it might seem like overkill to keep drilling into this mindset stuff, but I promise you, no amount of planning and preparation will help you if your head isn't in the game too. So let's look at core values from a couple of different angles. Your personal values and those that your company stands for. Realize that while there may be overlap, you may also find that there's quite a bit of difference between the values that matter most to you and the ones that best represent what your company stands for. For example, you may hold closeness to your family as one of your core values, and that may not be important in the grand scheme of your business's audience, so it's important to know where your values and those of your business overlap and diverge. That's what we're looking at today. When you review your work from our previous mindset lessons, you'll see trends, patterns, and similarities that will emerge. Your core values are a key component in getting clear on the why piece of your business model. Values and beliefs are often interconnected. Yet, the larger and more complex your business becomes, the more people who have a voice in it. Your company isn't just about you anymore, but the people who are part of it, including your customers. Your company values must represent and speak to the audience you most want to attract. For example, one of my core values is freedom. It is one of my highest values and part of how I define success. If I have a sense of freedom about my work and the world in which I operate, then I feel successful. I value freedom so much that it's part of my company's brand identity, creative freedom. But believe it or not, creative is not one of my highest values. It's important, it's in the top 20, but it's not one of my core values. But it's often a core value for many of my clients. The name creative freedom resonates with them because they identify as creative or that being creative is a core part of who they are. Now, that's not true for all my clients, of course, but for many of them. So my brand, my company, is distinct from me, but it overlaps as well. It's important to know these distinctions so that you better understand where you end and the business begins. Remember, at some point, your company is an entity unto itself, and it needs to live and breathe on its own, so to speak. Let's begin by looking back over the work you've done so far in this program. As you look at your work, do you notice any specific values popping up on a recurring basis? Write those down in your notebook. If you're not finding specifics, do the five whys exercise and see if you can uncover values from within your beliefs. Why do those beliefs matter to you? Why do you hold those priorities so dear? Ultimately, you'll find some values hidden in there. There's also a list of values included in the lesson resources, but don't start there. That list isn't exhaustive, and I don't want it to limit your perspective of what your own values might be. So please do the personal digging first, and then use the list as a backup to see if there's anything you might have missed or something that triggers a response in you that you might not have otherwise considered. Once you've created your own values list, spend time considering them and see if there are a few that pop up as more important than the others. This is your values compass. These are the guiding values for you and maybe your business, but maybe not. We're not there yet. First, we have to get clear on what you value. Now, here's the most important piece of this exercise. You want what you want, and your values are yours. They probably won't be identical to the other people in your life. That's normal. But if you're feeling shame or disappointment about what you value, thinking that you should value something else more than you do, then you're setting yourself up for failure. You'll find yourself building a business that doesn't align with what matters most to you, and you'll end up resenting it, selling it, or quitting it altogether. Another of my core values is prestige or status. And for years, I felt a lot of shame around wanting or valuing status and prestige. Part of that was because of my upbringing. I was raised on welfare in a very poor neighborhood, so it wasn't like we had a lot of fancy, expensive things, which, by the way, that's not necessarily what status and prestige are about. It took me years to unpack that shame and guilt, to recognize that prestige and status come from wanting excellence and wanting to be seen as excellent. I toyed around with excellence as a value for a while, but excellence by itself wasn't resonating for me. I wanted people outside me to see and experience it and acknowledge it as excellent. So it really was about recognition, prestige, and status, not status for status's sake. And I'm not trying to amass a closet full of expensive clothes, shoes, and jewelry. I don't care about writing with a Tiffany ink pen as much as knowing that the work I'm putting out into the world is world-class content and worth every penny that I charge for it. But maybe you do care about driving a top-of-the-line car or writing with a Tiffany ink pen. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. Just be clear on what you really want and what you really value, because your work needs to be in alignment with that if you're ever going to feel the success that you're seeking. Once you compile your list of core values, then we're going to flip the script a little and look specifically at your business. What does your business stand for? What are its core values? Not sure how to tell? Take a look at the ways your company shows up when it's under stress or duress, when times are tough, or you've made a mistake, or customers aren't happy. How do you communicate with them? How does your company show up to serve your clients? In what ways do you demonstrate or communicate that you are in alignment with your company's core values? A few years ago, I had a client who was incredibly disappointed with a comment I made on one of their social media posts. Now, I wasn't trying to hurt their feelings, but that's how they took it. Later, when we talked about it, they said they felt I had violated their trust, which is a core value for them. Ouch. Now, that wasn't my intention. And I had to quickly decide how to respond, but I wasn't just responding as myself. I was representing my company. So instead of having hurt feelings and taking it personally, I celebrated the courage they had to confront me about how they felt. I cheered their ability to set and honor their boundaries. We worked together to resolve the miscommunication, and we're still friends to this day. Was I personally upset? Yeah, very much so. Anyone outside this conversation wouldn't have thought that I was violating anything, but that didn't matter. What mattered was how my client perceived the situation. Personally, I wanted to confront their behavior and call them out for being way too sensitive. But my personal value of no excuses would have actually made this situation worse. Instead, I turned to my business values. I looked at how I wanted my business to show up in a situation like this. I still cleared the air and pointed out how they misunderstood what I was saying, but I didn't need to get defensive or snarky about it. Instead, I led with my business values since this was a business problem. As you determine your company's core values, look to your company code of conduct, your giving plans, any benefits or perks that you provide, and any alliances, partnerships, or sponsorships that you have, or that you want to have in the future. See if you can identify the overlaps and patterns between those things. Again, use the five whys technique to dig through your reasoning until you hit your company's values. Now, my company supports two different charities, Ohio Wilderness Boys Camp, as well as local food banks. I chose those charities for very personal reasons. They're both organizations I've turned to in my life when my family needed help. Those organizations make a direct impact on the lives of the people who receive that help. That's important to me. Results, direct impact, that's a core value of my company. Those organizations empower people, another core value for my company. So it makes great sense to support those companies through my business because they are in alignment with my company core values. Empowerment, courage, freedom, results. Those are some of the core values of my company. Some of my personal core values are prestige, freedom, and strength. Not the same, but definitely some overlap. As I said earlier, When you're clear on your values and your company values, you can better communicate those values in your copy, in your messaging, and anywhere you're talking about your company. The people most resonant with those values will want to know more about your company. Values stir emotion. If you aren't stirring up the emotions of your customers won't care enough. They'll think you're boring, if they think of you at all. Your assignment is to do this values exercise for both you and your company. Get clear on the overlaps and the divergences so that you can more clearly see where you end and your business begins. In our next lesson, we're going to revisit the artisan trap and start building the habit of paying yourself consistently. I will see you there.